In the time of Joseph, the Hebrew people moved to Egypt to escape famine. They were welcomed and learned to live in their new home. Years later, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, decided to build cities and great monuments. He forced the Hebrew people to do the work. He made them his slaves. It was a sad and bitter time. One day, Pharaoh noticed that Hebrew people were having many babies and growing into a large community. Pharaoh worried. If they keep having babies, one day there will be more Hebrews than Egyptians. If that happens, I won't be able to tell them what to do. Who will build my cities then? Pharaoh decided to reduce the number of Hebrew people. He gave a terrible order. All the baby boys born to the Hebrew women would be killed. He ordered Shiphrah and Puah, the two women who helped birth the Hebrew babies, to do this dreadful thing. The two women refused to kill the baby boys, so Pharaoh sent his soldiers to kill the babies. It was a horrible, terrible time. About that time, a Hebrew woman named Jochebed gave birth to a strong baby boy. The brave mother kept her baby hidden from the soldiers, but it is hard to hide a baby for long. Finally, the mother made a special basket from reeds. She placed her baby into the basket and hid it in the tall rushes at the edge of the river so the soldiers wouldn't find it. Her daughter Miriam stayed close by to see what would happen. Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river for a bath. She saw the basket in the reeds and sent one of her servants to get it. She opened the basket and saw the baby. "This must be one of the Hebrew babies," she said. "Look at him. He is crying. We must look after him." Immediately, Miriam came out of her hiding place and stood before the princess. "Would you like me to find someone to look after the baby for you?" Miriam asked. "I know a woman who could feed and care for him." "Yes," replied the princess. So Miriam ran and fetched her mother. The princess paid her to look after the baby. The baby boy was safe from the soldiers. The princess adopted the baby boy as her son. She called him Moses.